At this time of year, business is brisk at the local food hub, a distribution point working with 75 different farmers to connect local food with restaurants, grocery stores, and institutions. This week was especially busy with deliveries to 52 schools. The food hub's Emily Manley says cafeterias are featuring locally grown tomatoes, grass-fed beef, sweet potatoes, and apples.
We'll go in and bring, 10 different varieties of apples and let the kids kind of choose their favorite apple, and most of them are surprised that green apples and red apples taste different and they can tell the difference.
Farmer Steve Varga will never forget the day he tagged along for an apple tasting.
I remember some kids who just would stand there at our table and just shovel in apple samples, and it was like they just couldn't get enough of this stuff.
At Ty River Elementary near Lovingston, more than 375 children lined up to try sweet potatoes in two colors, orange and white. Cafeteria manager Frances Kidd says the program has sold many children on surprising options.
Broccoli. They love broccoli and carrots.
A few kids were so excited they dressed up for farm to school week. This fifth grader wore overalls, his best plaid Sunday school shirt, and a straw hat to lunch.
The school's been trying to get a lot more healthy nowadays, and I've been trying just to see it what I like.
Have you been surprised by some of the things you enjoyed?
Yes, actually. The sweet potato fries were very good, especially.
And this young lady was pleased to discover there's more to life than red apples.
I tasted the apples right there, and they actually taste better than the red apples. Smoother and not that crunchy.
More critically, the kids discover that farmers in their own neighborhood grow food, putting seeds in the ground, that dirt is good, and that fresh is better. I'm Sandy Houseman.